In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning is not the time for long sermons, and so I'll be brief and pick out simply one theme from our readings, one theme that has to do with our prayer for the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit teaches us, so we're told, and in the Collect for Pentecost, we thank God for teaching our hearts by the gift of the Spirit. Our hearts, not, of course, in the Bible and in Christian usage, just a way of talking about our feelings rather than our minds, but a way of talking about our center. Something in the center of our being is what the Holy Spirit addresses and brings alive. Something in the very center of our being is what the Holy Spirit recreates in the likeness of Christ. When we ask for the Spirit to teach our hearts, when we remind ourselves that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, we understand that what we're trying to do is expose the very center of who and what we are to God. And that, quite simply, is what we're asking at this Eucharist. God, reach into the center of who and what we are. And as we speak and act during this day, give us the grace and the freedom to speak and act from that center. Not from all the feelings and ideas that may be threshing around alongside that and around it. Not from the instantaneous reaction of the moment, but from the heart, a heart being renewed in Christ. Heart speaks to heart, Cardinal Newman's metaphor and motto. And that's what we're praying, I dare say, for our debate today. Not, please God, just for an exchange of ideas, not just for a rival taking of positions, but somehow that from the center of myself and the center of yourself, something will emerge that has about it a Christ-like character. Because in that speaking of heart to heart, and in that exposing of our hearts to God in prayer this morning and for the rest of the day, what we're asking, of course, is that Christ come to birth in us, and that what the world sees when it looks at us is Jesus Christ. Now, by the end of today, whether the world will look at the General Synod of the Church of England and say, that looks like Jesus Christ, is a large prayer to ask. But it's the prayer we have to be asking, because there is probably no other prayer worth praying for this synod, for the life of any church, any community, any disciple. So let that be our prayer. Teach our hearts. Enter into the center of who and what we are, so that when we speak and act, it will be from there that we're seen and heard. In the renewal of our hearts in the likeness of Jesus Christ.